The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back again to our episode, our silsila, Huquq, the Rights in Islam. And when we started this program, obviously the program was in a nutshell to discuss the various rights that in Islam, that exist in Islam, that we have to fulfill, the rights that are owed to each other, the rights that us as believers, the rights as mu'min, the rights as a Muslim, the rights that we have to fulfill in order for this Muslim to have a strong, good foundation and to have a good, strong structure as a Muslim. So we, in the beginning, the very beginning of the episode, we discuss about the rights of Allah, the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the rights of the Anbiya, the angels, the rights of the books of Allah azza wa jal, the various rights, etc. And we're coming to the conclusion and we're coming to the end of our silsila. In this end of we're discussing now the rights of the husband and the wife, and obviously in the end, toward this today's silsila, end of the episode, we'll add also a little bit about the rights that the children should have, and we mention obviously the rights of the parents, etc. And inshallah azza wa jal, I hope as we come to this we're coming to the final episode, we ourselves, we have learned a great deal, and there's so much that we can learn. But this, alhamdulillah, this is the main reason that Dawat Islami has provided this, has provided us Madani Channel. That if you look at the whole world, how many Muballighin do you need to dispatch throughout the entire world so that they can knock at every door and give the message? And how many people also attend regularly our masajid and the marakis and madrasa, etc. How many people can you actually get in contact with? But alhamdulillah azza wa jal, through this fikr, constant fikr that is there in the madani mahal of Dawat Islami, through the constant fikr and worry of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him such a long, long life and good health, inshallah, to save the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to always give us beautiful madani environment in our homes, and to preach to us so that inshallah we can change our lives. So the Madani Channel itself, it has opened such an opportunity to reach to so many homes, alhamdulillah. We have experience of many people that we hardly know, people that we hardly even have met, that come on different occasions and different experience, coming to different Muballighin, saying that, you know what, I've learned such a great deal, I'm benefiting a lot through Madani Channel. So through this channel, subhanallah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable this, the Madani Channel, it grows from strength to strength, inshallah. And Madani Channel is the only channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, that you'll find there is no advertisement, there is no commercial advertising, because it is done, subhanallah, purely and solely for the sole pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and his Rasul. And also, it has been put in place in order to fulfill that platform of preaching, of letting the word of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam reach every home across the whole, the entire globe, subhanallah. So I hope you have learned a great deal, and inshallah Continue watching all the episodes that you see on Madani channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla also grant you strength, good health, etc. And Allah Azza wa Jalla increase in your love for Allah and His Rasul, and increase in your iman, make you strong there at home as well. And try to get encourage many people. Try to encourage all our family members to watch only Madani channel, inshallah. So that spiritually, because that's the sole purpose, that's the only reason that Madani channel is there. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanallah enable us that whatever we learn throughout this entire silsila, we will put into practice first and foremost for myself, inshallah. And I hope you make dua for me that I will also practice upon what I'm preaching, you too at home, inshallah. So as before I mentioned, we're going to carry on with the rights of the wife, of the husband, that the wife should observe. So subhanallah, you find that in the modern environment of Dawat Islami, the aim is to do Fikr-e Madina, and that is to always have a mindset of trying by your utmost best, your utmost level, to the point of reaching your true potential in terms of fulfilling what you do to please Allah Azza wa Jal. It should be connected to the love of Madina, subhanallah. So coming back to our point, we're on point number 6. Whenever you, Amir al-Sunnah, this was advice he was giving to her daughter, to his daughter, as she was being given in marriage to his son-in-law. And now he was giving her advice, and he says, whenever you like, you can come to your parents' home with the permission of your husband without quarrel. So the wife should know that she is allowed to go and visit a home and go visit a family, etc. But she can only do that through the permission of the husband without quarreling. And point number 7, do not commit the grave sin of backbiting by telling your husband the shortcomings of your parents and family members, nor make your husband indulge in the sin of listening to backbiting. As we have mentioned earlier on, this is such a sickness in our society. It has reached very high levels, and Amir al-Sunnah subhanallah, do purchase this book. You'll find it from all the Maktabatul Madina stalls, wherever you go, where there is markers of Dawat Islami throughout the entire world. Request for this particular book. Amir al-Sunnah has written a voluminous encyclopedic book, just only dealing with the matters of backbiting, how it is carrying on in a society, the evil of backbiting, and how we can get rid of this evil. So, as we mentioned in the beginning, that you have to try and understand that in order for us to stop this evil, yes, it's well and good that we tell each other, and it's very easy that we try to practice that outside our homes. But this cancerous problem is there in our homes. It is, you find it that it's already happening, and live alone in the home, the husband and wife. So how do we expect Allah to change our condition, that we ourselves as well, as husband and wife, are able to fulfill each other's rights, when we ourselves are busy backbiting our own family members and mentioning the shortcomings of our own family? So Amir al-Sunnah mentioned, do not backbite or commit the grave sin of backbiting. He's telling his daughter, mind you, that telling your husband about the shortcomings of your parents, your family, and your members, etc. So do not end up causing this, that it becomes a habit in your house, in your home, in your house, and with your husband, to indulge in the sin of listening to backbiting. May Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed, from the bottom of my heart, I make sincere dua. I hope you too are making dua, you dearest Madani channel viewers. It is very, very important, and the war is there, that we have to try and eradicate this evil in our society. So I hope you also make good dua and good intention that we all stop this evil habit of backbiting. First and foremost, it must start between the husband and wife. So the wife must stop making this evil habit of backbiting, talking about the shortcomings of her own family members. Now, number 8, Amir al-Sunnah wrote and told his daughter that to say things like, my parents have not taught me this just to cover up your laziness or lack of knowledge, is not something proper. So towards fulfilling the duties of the husband, sometimes we find, obviously, it's a human nature that whenever we have a shortcoming, whenever we ourselves are lacking in something or we are not ready to do something, we always look for excuse to give. So the wife shouldn't say words like, my parents have not taught me this. Now the husband asks you something, and now because you want to give an excuse, you say, no, in our family we don't do this, or, you know, my mother never taught me this. So as a wife, what is your duty? The duty is that you don't make excuses for your laziness, and don't make it a habit as well, as a way to try and avoid fulfilling the rights of the husband. Number 9, read the chapters, Rights of Husband and Wife, Provision of Wife's Basic Needs, etc. from Part 7 of Bahari Sharia. So, study Bahari Sharia, mostly Bahari Sharia. We know, Alhamdulillah, Maktabatul Madina of Dawat Islami does has published, obviously, volumes of Bahari Sharia in Urdu. Number 10, don't become a burden to your husband by asking for unnecessary things. However, you can do so if he does not fulfill the rights assigned to him by Sharia. So some women, they're very nagging. They always are always constantly making unnecessary, and they always asking for certain things that are not even important, so essential, making it a burden to the husband, asking unnecessary things. So a dutiful wife, a wife that is al-mar'atu saliha, a pious wife, will try and avoid doing this, unless if something that is necessary that the husband has to fulfill according to the rights that the wife is supposed to be getting from the husband, then she can request that, but in a good way, in a humble, polite way. Number 11, serve guests, considering it a privilege, but don't increase your husband's burden when doing so. So save the guests, considering it a privilege, but don't increase your husband's burden when doing so. Ask your father, if necessary, that there will be no disappointment. If he, the husband, willingly agrees to serve guests, it will be a privilege for him. And that, as well as, if it is time that to serve the guests, if it is the duty of the wife, but if the husband, obviously, this bearing in mind the various etiquettes that should be observed in as far as Sharia has prescribed with particular guests. But if the husband asks to do so willingly, then there is no harm to do that. It would be a privilege for him. And point number 12, never go out of the house without your husband's permission. So this is very, very important, especially in Western-oriented societies in many of the parts of the world where people... We live in a so-called free world. A lot of wives, they just leave their homes, their houses, and they just go out without the permission of the husband. And they just go out shopping, go out to the malls, etc. And this they do without the permission of the husband. This is not allowed. A woman cannot leave a home without the permission of the husband. This is one of the duties, this is one of the rights that the husband has over the wife, and the wife, she should supposed to give to the husband as his right. So you cannot leave your home with this. And so the other thing is that these were the 12 points, but certain points as well, Amir and Sunnah is mentioned now for both husband and wife, that as much as possible, that this is based on hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that for the betterment of your world life as well as your hereafter, you'll be given the reward of whatever you spend seeking the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. You'll even be given the reward of whatever you put in the mouth of your wife. So subhanallah, to increase the love between the husband and wife, they should most of the time try to share things together, subhanallah, such that subhanallah, Allah still even reward that when a person feeds his own wife from his own hands, subhanallah. That is regarded also as a charity. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. What a beautiful deen we have. What a beautiful sunnah we have. And imagine people are going out there looking towards the so-called celebrities in their lifestyle and try to copy them, and you live such a beautiful, because Allah will give it as a reward, not because you are emulating some celebrity, subhanallah. And Amir and Sunnah give also this advice that to increase the mahabbah, the love between husband and wife, that the one who spends something on himself wanting chastity, so it is charity for him. And what he spends on his wife, children and family members is also charity for him. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Now to spend on your wife, to spoil your wife, not in such a way that you end up, you know, overdoing it, then the wives, then but to also buy for beautiful things for your wife, to spend on your children, to spend on your wife, to make them feel good, to buy them nice things, etc. It's encouraged on the husband, so to increase the love, and is regarded as a form of sadaqah, subhanallah. And Amir al-Sunnah mentioned another hadith, is also which he gave as an advice, that reward is granted even if a man saves water to his wife. Allah, subhanallah. So even to give a glass of water to your wife, husbands, we always, obviously, every time we want to be saved. But do also do this. Even water, give it to your wife. It is a means to increase the love for the wife, for the husband and wife. Amir al-Sunnah now laments, he said, unfortunately, most people these days long for the birth of a son and become unhappy if a daughter is born. Ma'adallah. So now they chastise the wife. Now it becomes a form of punishing the wife because she's bearing daughters. So this is a disgrace, and this is a man that really is not connected to Allah and His Rasul. A man that does not know what our deen teaches. So it is, a man should be happy, and because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one whom Allah azza wa jalla gave daughters, if he treats them benevolently, so they'll become a shield for him from the fire of Jahannam, subhanallah. So these are all what Amir Ahl Sunnat gave us as advice, and there's so many that he has written. Please try to obtain this book published by Maktabatul Madina of Dawat Islami, Sunnah of Marriage. You'll find so many beautiful advices that are given. And these were given not only just written for the purpose to give information to the public, but they were given by Amir Ahl Sunnat, which he wrote, giving to his daughter and his son-in-law, as well as his sons as well when they were getting married. Now, this is a point that I'll end off in this with regard to the rights of husband and wife, that Amir Ahl Sunnat, he gives a warning now. Please pay particular attention. He said, be wary, it is necessary to teach the rulings of Sharia to your family according to your need. This is one of the rights that many husbands neglect. That the one of the rights of the wife is that you ensure that she is properly taught the rulings of Sharia, and that in the house, the ruling of Sharia should be applied, and this is the right of the wife, that the husband is supposed to give, that to show that she knows and she is equipped with proper knowledge. This is what a husband is supposed to provide. You can do so with the help of, subhanallah, Madani channel of Dawat Islam as well. So ensure your house, it has Madani channel, as you mentioned in the beginning, and this will make it easy for you, because right round the clock, they will be equipped with a source of knowledge, and they'll learn so many beautiful things as well. And make good intention, Amir and Sunnat, of watching Madani channel, and as well as protecting your home, and as well as a basic also need and right that father is supposed to give to his children. And as well, the other thing is ensure that your wives, they attend the in your area, according to your area, the weekly Sunnah inspiring Madani Ijtima of ladies, and that they are participants in this program, and they try as much as possible to be actively involved. And this you'll find, inshallah, it's actually first and foremost, they said, to provide the knowledge to your family, to your wife and your children, is a duty of a husband that he's supposed to fulfill, and the right of the wife as well. Now, there is one more saying that is very important, which Amir Ahl Sunnat mentioned, that also, this also prevents women and maharim from immodesty, and it prevents them from going out unnecessarily dressed not in a proper Islamic way, as we find in most cases in today's time. Women go out. Remember, that is a duty of a husband. If a wife goes out of your house, out of your home, it is a duty, it is a right that the wife has over you, that you're supposed to ensure that they don't leave your home without being properly dressed. And Amira and Sunnat quote the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ أَبَدًا الدَّيُّوثُ وَالرَّجُلَةُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَمُدْمِنُ الْخَمْرِ. That the three persons will never enter Jannah. One is the youth, the woman adopting a masculine style, wearing such attire, hairstyle, etc., that makes her resemble a man, that who dresses like a man, who dresses illicitly, contrary to the Sharia, and the person who drinks wine. All these are people that will never enter Jannah. Allama Alauddin Haskafi alayhi rahmatul qawi stated that the youth is one who does not care about his wife or any other mahram woman's decent behavior with other men. So in today's time, we find many women intermingling, mixing with men, etc., and the husband does not care, he's not worried, etc., etc. And these are the rights that the husband is supposed to fulfill towards his duties to his wife. And the wife, she is supposed also to prevent herself from indulging in this kind of mixed gathering. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that through this modern environment of Dawah Islam, we learn many things. May Allah enable us that we practice upon it. I hope Allah Azza wa Jalla reward us for following and this silsila. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that whatever we learn in this silsila and whatever we learn from many other silsila episodes of Madani Channel, we practice upon it. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forever make us to fulfill the duties of Allah, the duties of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the duties of the Anbiya, and fulfilling the rights of the husband and wife, the rights of the parent, the rights of the children, to fulfill all the hukuk. Amin bijahi nabil aminu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the